Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Paul Kuharsky is our jerk every week, but now it's time for him to pick his jerk of the week.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Brought to you by Southern Jerky Company. Fresh, homemade jerky made on-site at their location across from Costco at 91 Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs.
We have to get to Jerk of the Week early because it's one of the main topics of the day. Jerk of the Week, an obvious selection today. Jameis Winston, who's reportedly going to be suspended for the first three games of the season for yet another stupid incident with off-field behavior, this one involving, I believe, an Uber driver. Listen, Jameis Winston has people's jobs in his hand, so to speak, you know? I think Dirk Cutter, who's doing everything he can to hold this franchise together and to get it on track and out of his control, loses his starting quarterback for the first three games of the season. Now, they're fortunate in that they have a backup who can win games in Ryan Fitzpatrick. We know he can lose games too, but you know, can you go 2-1 with Ryan Fitzpatrick at the beginning of the season? Yes, but you know, a lot of us, when it was Winston and Mariota, thought Winston's awfully dangerous with some of this dumb stuff he does. Can you count on him? And the Bucs' answer this season is: we hope we can count on him for 13 games. Jerk of the week. Brought to you by Southern Jerky Company. Fresh, homemade jerky made on-site at their location across from Costco at 91 Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs. Let me tell you something about this Costco. The gas deal is apparently ridiculous there. That's the only reason people would wait in lines. I just drove by it this morning after dropping Simon off. Six deep for a gas pump, which means the deals are spectacular, friends have told me. If you're going to Costco to get in that line for gas, buy a bag of jerky because you're going to need a meal while you're waiting.
Paul, here's my issue with the whole Jameis Winston story. The NFL, as we sit here in June of 2018, it's not that they're finding him guilty of the allegations. They are suspending him, according to reports, because he's in violation of the policy that if he knew about the allegations before they went public, he had to alert the NFL about it. This is 2 years ago. It took the NFL 2 years to suspend a guy who failed to report an incident before it went public 2 years ago.
It's ridiculous.
It's not just about Winston to me in this. The Buccaneers are screwed by the league because they dragged their feet for 2 years before they hand down the suspension in June of an offseason.
Yeah. I liked him a lot more out of Hard Knocks last year, but he's got these moments, it seems to me, that in which he unravels. And you see it in games, too, where he does really stupid stuff, and we saw in Hard Knocks him coming to the sideline and Cutter saying, dude, why?
Yeah.
Why in this moment do you choose to do this dumb thing? I don't know. I guess a lot of us have moments like that, but the stakes are different. And
now, Winston, 2 years ago in the statement released, he said this back in November. He said that the driver was confused as to the number of passengers in the car and who was sitting next to her. So he's not denying that he was in the car. He's just saying he's not doing whatever is alleged he did to her, the driver. He said the accusation is false, and given the nature of the allegation and increased awareness and consideration of these types of matters, I'm addressing this false report immediately. But it goes down. Really, if you read through the Pro Football Talk report from Florio, he's saying that Winston could be in violation of the policy about alerting the NFL to this before something goes public. It's not that they're finding him guilty in the NFL courts.
He's just got to be smarter along the pathway and have a handle on these things. And the Bucs,
by the way, the Bucs have a tough first month of the season. They start out at New Orleans.
Terrible. I mean, that's a tough game with your starting quarterback.
Home against Philly. Home against Pittsburgh.
Easy 0-3. You come out of there
1-2. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is your quarterback.
Come out of there 1-2, and you should probably feel pretty good.
There's others around the league that believe that Winston cut a deal with the league on this suspension because he's not going to appeal.